that clearing of the throat begins another pandemic.
Another pandemic. COVID 20.
No, it's not true, friends. Welcome to Marrow Wanderers. We haven't been around in a while, man.
No, it's been ages. I haven't done a podcast in too long.
It's almost depressing. And in fact, if you even followed Marrow Wanderers, you might have thought they're never doing any more.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard of Marrow Wanderers in ages.
No. But here we are again, and, kind of back at it, mainly because of you. The summer just seemed like too nice, and there was nothing going on.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot going on. It's been a fucking hot summer.
Jesus oh, boy, Christ. Man.
I'm tired of feeling
sticky.
Damp. Yeah. I just feel damp always.
Yeah.
In my sleep, I wake up every night.
There's dampness.
My pillow is wet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's unbearable.
And I'll hand you this. Now at night, it cools off nicely for about a week, and then it's like, nah, just kidding. We're back into the sizzle. Anywhere in Toronto where we are.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's been a weird. How are you holding up, Nick? Everything good? It's been a weird summer. Everybody's trying to have one. Although, have you noticed summer this year? Like, so many summers have passed me now, and I'm like, oh wow, summer's over already. I feel like a kid that's got this real 2 month summer going on, even though I'm working.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not working like I couldn't get away, and so summer's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually sick of summer for the first time. We had shit summers for 2 years.
Yeah,
and then now that the world's fucking ending and everything's canceled,
yeah.
Now we get good weather.
Yeah.
Now that we're all irresponsible if we leave our house.
Yeah, you shouldn't be leaving that.
You should not never leave your house.
You know,
people,
you know what the stupidest thing you could possibly do is leave your house. Fuck.
And if you're driving in your car alone, wear a mask.
Okay? Oh, that's not just safety. That's a good look.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I compare that to? Hmm. That's the new Ed Hardy. It used to be when people were wearing Ed Hardy at like 150 meters, I was like, you're a douchebag, and I would make a left.
Yeah, yeah.
And now on the road, when I see you in your car with your mask on, I don't need to know you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No need to converse with that person.
What about the circulating air in the car, though, Nick?
Oh, well, you know, well, you could, if you had COVID, then the air would circulate back into you, then you get double COVID, and then you're fucking dead.
And then you give it to
someone who's immunocompromised, and then...
Yes.
And then you have to feel guilty.
Yeah, that's right. But you're dead anyway. You're double dead, because one of the COVID, dead. If you get double COVID, one of them's getting you.
Well, you know, when you get COVID, it's a 100% death rate.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you know that.
Oh, no, I
100%, like 100, I mean, every person who gets COVID dies.
Yes,
so
I think that's true.
So double COVID, it's like
you double
200, die 200% chance of death.
Yes, right. And in fact, even somebody who you don't come into contact with just randomly will get it as well.
Yeah,
just because it's double COVID, it has to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a spirit has to be given. Yeah. Okay, so yes, if two souls have to go, you have to find a friend. So everybody buddy up now.
Yeah.
But you do raise a point right there, because I do think it is 100% kill rate based on people are following. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not me making light of it. A little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm like, okay, 150. You'll get like 80 new cases, and poof, it's in the news.
Yeah.
And then you think, wow, man, 80 people died today of this thing. And then you realize, no, none of that group of people is going to die of it today.
No. Well, it's amazing. My wife was reading an article.
My wife said, the newly married guy. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
I can say it. I'm a professional broadcaster. Congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for attending.
Let's talk about that before we go.
Yes. But I just want to finish this one point, then we'll go back to that for sure. My wife was reading this article. It says 70 TTC employees have gotten COVID. 70 TTC employees have gotten it. And she goes,
Toronto Transit Commission, subway people.
Yeah.
Bus people.
Yeah, yeah, and she is pissed off, and she goes, they left out the fact that that's 70 people over this whole crisis. That's not 70 people yesterday.
Yeah.
That's 70 people over the whole crisis.
Yeah.
But they leave that out, right? You have to read the article, but no one reads the article, right? They just...
What happened to the death toll on the news? They took that away, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it just wasn't exciting enough? I don't know.
No, it just wasn't sexy enough, you know? So, on that topic with the wedding, so we had a controversial wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really tell you the whole sort of weirdness with that. Well, with the wedding.
Could I just say this? Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming.
Let me paint a picture. There was 20 of us at this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, family, and I think officials included.
Yeah, that was it was under 20 total.
Wow.
With officials. Yeah, I think it was 18 people.
Incredible.
That's with the officiant and everything.
Well, it was very beautiful, and congratulations to you both. Under duress of a pandemic, you went and did it anyway, and that's true love, so well done.
Yeah, well, it was quite a decision, because, like, we sort of debated whether or not we should do it, in terms of, responsibility. Is it the right thing to go through with a wedding? Is it selfish?
Yeah.
And, there are certain rationalizations to it. First is that we don't know when the fucking vaccine's coming. So what are we going to postpone our wedding until a vaccine comes and
right.
it's readily available? And that could be years.
Yeah.
Are we just not going to get married for a couple years?
They're more likely to come up with a marriage vaccine in that time.
Coming to Russia. No,
we've tested. Yeah. We've done great testing on vaccine on the animals.
Hmm.
And also on bats, because is where it comes from. But on humans, we figure it's okay. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, Russian vaccine, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah, so so we said it could be years, and I'm 37.
Well, you could get it online today. Why don't you get it online and have a big wedding?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
give everybody a gift.
Yeah.
Yes, terrible Russian accent. I apologize.
Yeah, we could have done a shitty sort of compromised, go to the town hall and get that thing done. And
yeah,
and I would have been fine with that because
you could have got a COVID test there too. They've got it set up.
Yeah, yeah, two in one. You get your COVID test.
Yeah.
And then they pronounce you COVID positive.
I got double coronavirus at your wedding.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So I took down a couple of your friends. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So you gave me a gift and I gave you a gift.
Actually, I got full-blown AIDS at your wedding.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not at your wedding, but right after your wedding, I fell down in a puddle that contained it.
It was a puddle of AIDS.
So I can't blame that on you, really.
But yeah, I mean,
nothing has changed.
But the wife wanted a real wedding.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't really blame her. She wanted a real wedding, and real wedding as in some guests, have some loved ones there, and we do a thing, and so yeah, we decided to go ahead with it. It was allowed. It was legal. So why not?
Yeah.
But I think others didn't quite feel that way.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so...
So was there a group that you invited that was... Okay, you can be honest with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Was I on the extras pile just in case... Was I,
A seat filler?
Seat filler, that's what I'm looking for.
No.
Which, by the way, I would love to have put on my resume. Okay, so...
No.
All right.
No, you were not a seat filler.
That's nice of you to say, but was there a bunch of people that were like, no, I'm not coming to that?
I had one. We had one back out.
Okay.
That couldn't do it... Well, I wouldn't say they couldn't do it. I would say that... They mentioned that, they said that, my family doesn't want me to go.
Oh, okay.
Because there's people in my family who are compromised.
Oh, immunocompromised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if that's legit or not or whether that, but it seemed, it's also an interesting coincidence that this person also is paranoid about.
But okay.
Well, and that's just a thing, and if you were, if you were to say, I need to get out of going to a wedding because I'm afraid of COVID, we'll just say your family doesn't want you to go.
Actually, I'm going to use that one for various weddings in the future.
Yeah.
They'll be like, there's a vaccine. I'll be like, I don't know. I think it came from Russia.
Yeah.
No, this is the one from South America. It's shit. People are dying from it. It's turning people to zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had I had another friend who got a COVID test afterwards, I suspect because he attended. And,
is that the guy that I was sitting next to?
Yeah.
In all fairness, I did tell him that I thought I had it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Several times. And I was picking stuff off his plate.
Right, and then kissing him. And
I tried blue kiss at him, and he's like, oh, I wish you put a mask on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're a masker, are you?
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing. It's like you realize that attitudes towards this thing vary wildly. Right?
Yeah.
I think...
It's polarizing.
Yeah. I mean, I was on the far end of I don't give a fuck, and I'm not scared of it at all.
Yeah.
And I've eased off on that and sort of said, you know what, maybe not, maybe don't get it. And there's some, you know, elements of like, don't spread it around and stuff like that. It's still, it's still a real thing, I guess, but you know, and just don't be selfish, you know, but if the government's going to let me go to places, if I'm wearing a mask on, I'm going to fucking do it. I'm not going to stay indoors all day. Anyway, but there, and then there are people who, you know, literally like a friend of mine mentioned, over chat like a couple weeks ago that she for the first time went out to the park to meet with a friend just to have a social distanced get together in the park. But like that was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Now we've been balls deep into this like how long? Six months. Okay, so she's essentially not gone out.
But we're also 4 weeks into stage three of what, how many stages or whatever. Phase three.
Yeah.
Which meant you could go out. You could be, you know, but if you go in a store, put a mask on. If you're in an indoor space, put a mask on. And then the rest is caring for yourself. Like, you know, put hand sanitizer around your lips and nose.
Yeah. You put, you rub it on your eyes.
Oh, and, in your eyes, not on your eyes. Not just on your eyelids, because.
Hold your eyes open.
Yeah. Like use it like Visine.
Yeah. Yeah. You give it a little, you have a little drip.
Nothing in this show is meant to be anything but comedy. This is not
a medical podcast whatsoever.
No. Although we're here for your emotional support. Just remember that. Yeah, no, you're right. It's something else, man. Like, but I had a couple of run-ins. I had somebody coming at me like, all I said was, hey, dude, we're outside. You can take your mask off. And it initiated this tirade of how I'm a mask shamer. And I'm like, or an anti-masker. I'm like, no, I had mine on. You saw me. I just took it off because we were outside and at a social distance. And and then I was told that I was shaming. And I was like, no, what are you talking? Or that I was a COVID denier. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know where you get that. I have a.
That's the thing. You're either with us or against us in this shit. There's no nuance at all.
Yeah, the pandemic doesn't give a fuck whose side you're on. Just so you know.
Yeah, that's the ridiculous part.
Pandemic don't give a shit.
And the thing
pandemic that don't give a single fuck. It's the honey badger of viruses.
Yeah, and it's not politically affiliated. It's not a pro-Trumper. It's not a social justice
board. BLM, of course. Virus lives matter.
Yes.
Not trying to take away from that at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just amazes me how the degree in which people who are afraid for their lives are so happy, are perfectly content with pissing it away. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's a great point. Okay, so enjoy Atari until you can't pay your rent anymore.
Yeah.
And then you are going to have to go outside and probably live there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're just going to, that's the thing. I think a lot of people who are afraid of this shit, often they just don't have, their lives are kind of easy, I think, and they don't really have to, they don't have to leave their house. They just have money coming to them somehow.
Somehow. And they're already precious enough that they don't like to leave the house.
Yeah. It's like a lot of like, you know, if they're older, it's retirees. And, you know, if it's younger, they're trust fund kids or whatever.
You know, it was so funny. I was someplace and, there was this lady and she was, you know, God bless her. She was a senior. I know where it was. It was at a mobile carrier / cable store. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which you had to line up for to start with outside. And then you take your turn inside. And they were struggling with this lady inside because she had to go find her mask and put it on and stuff like that. Now she was, I'm being kind when I say she was in her 70s.
Okay.
And she was struggling.
So she's in her 80s.
Yeah. I mean, at one point they asked her to sign the screen with her finger. You know how you do that?
Uh-huh.
And she looked at the monitor like it was a chicken. Like it might as well have been a chicken. She was like,
huh?
It just mystified her how she was going to sign that. She looked at the back of the monitor like, wow. Is there something I should? And they're like, no, just on the screen.
It's like,
no, she couldn't gather. Anyway.
Like one of the apes from 2001 Space Odyssey, just like banging on it.
But that's
like,
anyway, she had a hard time keeping that mask on her, I noticed, right? So after she left, the kid who served her, man, hats off to you. You did an amazing job keeping your patience with her to start with. And I just said out loud, we're doing this for you. Put your fucking mask on. And he was like, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, I've often felt that way, you know.
I can just see this old lady banging at the monitor.
Yeah, these elderly people with their masks and their chin. How dare they?
It is a little, that is a frustrating one for me. Yeah, I think that they just forget or they have a hard time. Well, the truth is, I don't even know if the, all the stylish masks we're buying even work anymore. Yeah. Like, they just look like style things now. Yours hangs off your bloody face.
Mine?
Kinda. I mean, yeah. Like, if I had a water gun, I could definitely wet your beard.
Yeah. I got an intentionally loose mask.
Yeah, I can see. I get it.
It's because I have a giant head. Okay. And every mask I put on is like, it's literally like someone smothering me with their hands. That's how it feels.
Your head just isn't just huge. There is topographical maps of it. Google has them.
Yeah, you can get a Google map of my head.
You can, in fact, if you want to.
There are bus routes on it.
At least yours is forested. Mine is just barren wasteland, dude. So. What do you think about the whole mask thing?
Mask thing? Here's the thing.
Pardon me.
Here's my attitude COVID. Towards it. And this is what everyone's attitude should be, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my attitude towards
that's
it.
That's okay, right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
And because I don't know, I will do it. Not because the government makes me and not because they tell me to, but just because... I don't know. Maybe I will give people COVID if I walk into the store. Maybe. So I'll put it on.
Okay,
and it's
fine. But the jury is out. We don't know. We don't know what's working, what's not working yet. Although I will say this. I think the number one thing that is working is this. Hand sanitizer.
Are you serious? Are you seriously saying that?
I'll tell you why. How many people have you seen with a cold this summer? People get summer colds all the time, man. I've had them. You've had them. We've all had them. Has anybody had a cold this summer?
Yeah, but that's the cold. So maybe the sanitizer is helping with the cold.
Yeah, man, I'm not saying.
I don't think COVID. I think that's doing fuck all for COVID. That hand sanitizer.
I don't know
stuff.
That. I don't know that, but I know this. I like it.
Fine. Yeah. It's all good.
Some of it tastes better than others, obviously. Yeah. This one that I'm using right now kills 99.99% of harmful germs. It has vitamin E and says absolutely nothing about viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if it kills a virus.
You'd think that pure alcohol would kill a virus.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Right?
Yes. Then again, let me ask you this. Why aren't we all just hanging out in pools? Chlorine kills everything.
Yeah. Well, the people in Wuhan are doing that. That's how they cured it in Wuhan, is they all went to the pool.
What do you mean?
You heard about the pool party, right?
No.
The Wuhan pool party.
No, but they thought it would cure it or what?
So here's a picture. I got a picture up on my phone here of the pool party. And this is just like a week ago.
Come on.
Yeah.
For real. That's going on in Wuhan?
Yeah.
That's how they're handling COVID?
Yeah, they're having a pool party.
That's not even real.
That's legit.
Come on.
And
the reason they're doing that is because legitimately they think that the chlorine will...
No. No,
they're just partying.
They're just partying because they don't have any cases.
They have no cases in Wuhan.
They have no cases in Wuhan.
Do you think that in Wuhan, stay with me if you're a Drake fan because you're going to love what I say next, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you think that in Wuhan the virus has moved on? I used to. Okay, so there you go. A little bit of rap.
Yeah, but I guess it seems like everywhere it just comes in waves, right? They're just...
Yeah.
Like Florida had no cases or, you know, barely any cases.
Do you think any cases are going to come out of... Speaking of waves, coming out of the pool party?
Probably not.
I don't think so either,
but
for some reason.
It's certainly making people mad, though.
Yeah.
It's certainly making me a bit mad.
It is a little frustrating that's where it came from, and they're partying like it's on sale for $19.99.
Yeah. Maybe just don't do the pool party and just don't... Just chill with it. Even if it is safe, just chill with it because we're kind of mad at you.
But go with me on this. Instead of everybody like hand sanitizing on the way in,
mm-hmm.
That one feels more like lube. Oh, wait, wrong jar.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Again. But that's not important. Instead of doing that and putting a mask on, which I think you could do after what I'm going to say, we put in like hot tubs at the entrance with chlorine in them at the entrance to everything and the exit to everything, and you bathe in and you bathe out.
That's extremely practical solution.
But you know, you spend a couple of minutes just relaxing with the jets like that.
You let the jet go up your ass a bit.
A little bit.
A little bit of an enema.
A little bit. And then that makes the subways a lot more pleasant for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because swamp ass is a reality. Mm-hmm. If we could eliminate swamp ass and coronavirus at the same time, oh, my home run.
I mean, two birds with one stone.
Did you hear there's an asteroid headed toward Earth that is due on the day of the U.S. election?
Really?
Yes.
Nobody's talking about this.
They aren't?
I didn't hear about this.
Okay, hold on. Let me just see. Let me Googleify this.
Okay.
Oh, my phone died.
Okay.
So... But if you Googleified it, I'm pretty sure you'd find out a story about it.
Okay. There's an asteroid. I feel like I would have heard about this if this was a legit problem.
No, Nick. You're not up in the news like I am. Okay, I saw this on the, what's it called? The Star Examiner or whatever?
Okay.
Yeah, no, the Star Inquirer. Whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
Star, the Weekly World News.
Well, that's it, Weekly World News, Nick. Okay. God damn it. Yeah, you are plugged in. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, apparently there's really an asteroid the size of a football field headed toward us.
And
it's due to arrive in November.
And it's going to be a problem? Like it's going to...
I don't know. I don't worry about it. We got Elon Musk.
Okay, Musk will take care of it.
I hope so. I mean, I figure it's in his hands, everything now. Yeah. Him and Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we leave it to him and Joe Rogan. I think we're going to have a solution, right?
Right. Those two.
Yeah.
We've got Joe Rogan with his knowledge in MMA.
And $100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you hear about that? He's moving to Texas.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's no wonder.
Hollywood is leaving Hollywood, like in droves right now.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
We should go take over some properties in Hollywood.
Well, you know, Toronto's turning into Hollywood as well. Not in the good way where there's like industry and entertainment.
Oh, right.
But in the way that there's tents.
Boo.
And bands of mentally ill people.
Nick, it's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry when you say mentally ill and then to say crazy, but I mean, it's a crazy scenario right now. I never expected to see in Toronto.
Yeah. And nobody gives a shit.
Nobody seems to care.
Nobody gives
a shit. This is a good point.
Yeah. Nobody brings it up. Nobody talks about
it. Nope.
And let me tell you, Trinity Bell Woods Park was not full of tents when I moved here in 2016.
It is an actual encampment now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And I'm not saying kick him out. What I'm saying is, what the fuck are we doing about it?
I don't even understand how. Okay, well, anyway, it is. Yeah, it's like zombie apocalypse in parts of Toronto right now.
Yeah,
in neighborhoods right next to real rich guy neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy, man.
Oh yeah, and the park is the place. And the park is now our backyard. I don't have a backyard.
Describe what we saw coming back from lunch today.
Oh yeah, there's a guy in a hunting tent, on the median. Carrying on a fishing pole with a cup at the end of the fishing pole, and he would go in and out of his hunting tent. He was dressed also in full camo, going in and out of his hunting tent asking for money in full camo, which it combines two things.
He had a tent.
Yeah.
I mean, like a tent with a seat in it that was camo with holes in it that you would normally put a rifle through.
Yeah.
And instead he was putting through his fishing pole with a can on it.
Yeah, like bizarre.
It was so contrived and set up, and he had like matching camo. It was like it was almost like he was branding himself as the outdoor homeless guy.
Yeah, he's the
outdoor life.
Yeah, brought to you by Beer Bomb.
Yeah, unbelievable. I could not believe what I was seeing. It looked like he was camped out there to shoot at us.
Yeah, it was extremely creepy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying, oh, that person has, you know, fuck that person, or, you know, they should pull themselves up by their bootstraps. What I'm saying is, what the fuck are we doing about this? I've heard no initiatives other than kick them out. That seems to be the right wing approach, is just kick them out. And the left wing approach is, well, we have to let them live there until capitalism is overthrown. And that's basically... Those are basically the two ideas.
At what point do they deem themselves a sovereign state like the Vatican?
Oh, they will.
Down there at Trinity Bellwoods.
Yeah. I've been to that sovereign state in Denmark, in Copenhagen.
Yeah, they have that. That's right.
Yeah,
they
have that shithole.
Oh, of course. First of all, it's so wrought with crime. It's just a drug haven.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's it's really remarkable to me that a lot of this, and I know that there's a lot of mental illness, like you say, and there's a lot of situations. Trust me, I study homelessness probably more than the average person, and you know to be true, Nick. I don't know. Toronto just seems to be a protest.
Yeah.
Yeah, against the man. Speaking of the man, you must love our prime minister. Okay, let's do this. It's easy. Who do you like more, Trump or Trudeau?
Trudeau.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I know Grizz would probably throw a coffee mug at me. No.
Okay, but even my reaction was visceral because I'm like, our prime minister is such a wuss. Like, he's such a wimp.
Oh, he is.
Ugh.
But there was a point where I was sort of like going into the direction of like, not really liking Trump, but having like an odd respect for him,
or saying
he's not that bad. But I caught myself and went, "What the fuck are you doing?" And then
he's a lunatic himself.
Yeah,
I get it.
Pathological liar. I can't get behind.
No. And if you're amused by that, then great. But I'm not saying he's good. But if you had to pick one, it would be Trudeau because he's not a pathological liar.
Yeah,
I think he's just better at it because he's more handsome.
Okay, I don't think I'd be fooled. I don't think I'd be fooled by that. No.
You don't find him handsome?
Well, he is a handsome man. I would fuck him.
Okay, my next question. Who would you fuck more, Trump or Trudeau?
Oh, Trudeau. Absolutely.
Okay, if you had to fuck them both, in what order?
I would fuck Trump first.
Yeah.
And then as a palate cleanser, I'd fuck Trudeau.
Oh, and then you'd head back to women?
Yeah, then back to women. That would be the palate cleanser number two.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.